All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 136. Learning today is sponsored by Terry Aronoff, in memory of his grandmother, Tama Bas Gedalia HaKohen, by Gitti Fishkin, in memory of her father, Rav Yechiel ben Eliyahu, by Eli Kolb, in memory of his mother, Bela Leah Bas Yitzchak, and by Sam Zimmerman and family, in memory of Sam's father, Moshe ben Menachem Mendel. Tehinish Masim Terubah Terachayim. All right, not a halachic myth today, but a one relating to our tradition and relevant to the upcoming Parsha, Parsha's Yisro with the Matan Torah. And Sarah Sadibrus, and the question is, what were the shape of the luchos? So I think in contemporary times, we usually see depictions of the luchos as having rounded off tops. Certainly in the movie, The Ten Commandments, which I know is before my time, but I've seen it, of course. So there, when Moses receives the tablets, I remember this, and I went back to check it up just now. They are, in fact, rounded off tops. And the question is that part of our Misora? So I'll up the ante here a little bit, and there are many recent Gedolim who were very opposed to this. Rav Shach quotes a stipler as saying that that's just not true according to our Misora, and they were in fact, rectangular shape, but straight lines squared off at the top. The Lubavitch Rebbe was also against having rounded off tops in the depiction of the Luchos. He thought that was not part of our Misora. Where does it come from? So many believe it just came from non-Jewish society. Perhaps most famously, Rembrandt's painting of Moshe Rabbeinu breaking the luchos. So there, the painting has the luchos as having a rounded off top. So this is something that seeped into our Misora from, just the outside Western culture, non-Jewish culture, I should say. And that's just not what we believe. And therefore, some believe very strongly against the depiction of luchos or the rounded off tops. All right, so where do we get that they're not rounded off? Like, where do we get any sources on this? So there is one main Gemara here, and that's a Gemara of a Basra Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara there is discussing the dimensions of the Aron and the Luchos and Sefer Torah that were inside of it. And there, the Gemara says that the two Luchos were each 6 tvachim wide long by 6 tvachim tall and 3 tvachim deep. Each one of them, so it's a total of 12 tvachim long, 6 high and 3 deep, and the Gemara there explains how that fit inside the Aron together with the Sefer Torah. So based on this, many believe that the Luchos had to be like straight lines, because I'm not a mathematician, but it's pretty basic. If you're talking about areas like 6 by 6 by 3, at least a simple understanding is like we're talking about straight lines as they would fit in the Aron, which by all accounts was a straight, box shape. So it wouldn't necessarily work out if now we're talking about like curves at the top that would potentially not align with the dimensions as the Gemara explains it. So it seems like the Gemara is giving us a picture of a more square or rectangular shape luchos. So again, that's the simple pshat of the Gemara. That probably is what our Misora is. More likely, the idea of the rounded tops were just what some artists thought that's what tablets would look like or should look like. If they were making the tablets, that's the way they would have, made them. But that's not our Misora, and that is a belief, a strong belief, like I said, of several Gedolim. That being said, there is an argument, at least two reasons I saw, to justify or maybe even encourage the more common depiction of the luchos having the rounded top. So number one comes from the Sifsei Chaim, Rav Chaim Freelander, in Moadim Chelek Aleph, page Lamed Zion. So there, a Freelander says that he quotes the Radvaz, who says, based on a pasuk in Mishlei, Kosvam aluach libecha, that we're supposed to write the Torah, the words of the Torah, on the luach of our hearts. And there, it's Mishlei, it's Mishalim, it's allegories. So it, compares the luchos to our hearts. Our hearts, the luchos. The same way the Torah is written on the luchos, the Torah should be written on and within our hearts. So a heart is more of a rounded shape. It's not a square. So perhaps once Mishlei is comparing the luach to our hearts, that's where this notion of having a more rounded off luchos comes from. That's suggested by Reuven Freelander based on the Radvaz. And additionally, this is more halachic, Rav Yisrael Yaakov Fisher. So he says as follows, based on the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara there says, based on a pasuk in this week's parsha as well, Lo Sasin Iti, that we're not allowed to, among other things, try to draw pictures of God, sun, the moon, the stars, can't draw a lot of things. One of the things we can imitate and mimic is the Beis HaMikdash and its Kelim. So for example, the Gemara says a person shouldn't make the dimensions of their house the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash. A person shouldn't try to recreate an exact replica of the menorah as it is in the Torah. Don't make a seven-candle menorah. Make an eight-handed candelabra like we have on Hanukkah. So those are the examples the Gemara gives. So the luchos weren't exactly one of the kelim, but they were inside the kli, the arum. So based on this, Fisher says like this. He says, it's not really clear from the Gemara, the Bava Basra Gemara quoted before, 6x6x3, if they were in fact, you know, rectangular or rounded. But he says, for sure it was a case that it was either or. Meaning either, if they were rounded, they were fully oval, or they were fully, you know, rectangular, squared off. It wasn't like we have that they're square at the bottom and round at the top. He says that wouldn't be the case, but that's not an understanding of the Gemara. It was either or. So given the fact that it was either fully oval or fully, you know, rectangle, and we're not supposed to mimic the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, so that's why he says it's dafka better to do it like this, because this way, you know, having the square bottom, the straight bottom, and the rounded off top is definitely not what the luchos were, but that's why we should actually depict it like that, so as not to violate the drusha of trying to mimic the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. All right, interesting pilpul over there. So bottom line, it seems like the consensus is that they were in fact more of a rectangular shape. The oval comes from contemporary society, and depending on there were people who felt strongly about it, but depending on who you follow, it's either a bigger or less big of a deal.